Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome back to the kitchen table. We're answering the question over the next couple of weeks is of who does God say that I am? Because when we understand who He says we are, then we can answer, how do I know my role? You see, we are mothers, but that's just a role we play. We need to be careful because sometimes in this culture, it can become the fullness of our identity. And we're going to be talking about that over the next few weeks and kind of asking the Holy Spirit to teach us, hey, have I let motherhood be central? Or am I walking in the truth that I'm a daughter of the King? He delights in me and I play a role as a mom. And one is going to help you be anchored in God's word and in the truth and have confidence and peace and joy. And one, because I've been there, is going to be a struggle. If you have your identity anchored to being a mom, things are going to be hard. They just are, because your kids will let you down. You're going to let yourself down. The environment, like things that happen, will let you down. And you'll also really struggle with fear and anxiety. Because the reality is you realize pretty quickly after you have a baby, you can't control everything with this little one that's been placed in your arms. But if your identity is linked and you believe motherhood is your identity and it's not just a role you play, fear and anxiety are very quickly some of your friends. And I want to say that kindly to you because I have been there. But I believe very strongly that Jesus wants to set you free. He wants you to understand who He calls you to be. He wants you to know how He wants you to walk in the roles that you play so that you're free from the bondage of trying to control everything. Okay, so let's get started. Today, the main truth I want you to take away is that God calls you a grace-filled warrior. Now, the languaging of this, no, this languaging is not in one scripture verse. But when I was walking early in my motherhood and I desperately needed to understand how motherhood met the gospel and anchored inside of it, one of the first imageries that God began to teach me was, Bethany, I have called you a warrior. I've called you to walk boldly because I have already established the victory. And the language that Paul uses in places like Ephesians 6, or David uses even in places like Psalm 18, verse 39, where he says, you have encircled me with strength for battle. There is a clear concept that God wants us to understand, which is when we live here on this earth, we live in a battle. We're in a battlefield. There is a war going on between the enemy of your soul, Satan, who desires to be in control and rule this earth, and he wants to rule over you. Yet Jesus came to rescue you, to pay the penalty for your sin so that death is no longer an enemy of yours, and to set you free. But as we walk it out until the day we stand before Him in heaven, we are still engaged in a battle. Ephesians 6 says it like this, and you have heard this many times, but Paul says, stand firm, that your battle is not against flesh and blood, but it is against principalities and powers and rulers and authorities that are not of this world, like not flesh and blood rulers and authorities, but spiritual. And one of my favorite passages for understanding what does it mean? How do we walk then as a warrior? Like, what does that actually look like and translate? is found in 2 Corinthians. That's where I would love for you to sit with Jesus today. Again, every day, I just want you to sit with Jesus on your own in the Word and let Him teach you His Word. I'm going to give you a little bit of an idea. I am praying that you hear from Him, not from Bethany. This is not the wisdom of Bethany hour. This is God's goodness and His grace revealed in Scripture that you are discovering with the Holy Spirit. And I'm just kind of like a cheerleader on the sideline, okay? But 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 to the end of the passage, the Lord displayed to me, Bethany, this is what it means to be my warrior. It says this, it says, but thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us spreads and makes evident everywhere the sweet fragrance of the knowledge of Him. For the sweet fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the latter one, we're an aroma from death to death, meaning a fatal, offensive odor. But to the other, we are an aroma from life to life, living and fresh. For we are not like many, peddling God's word and shortchanging or changing God's message, but we speak from pure motives, and we are commissioned and sent from God to speak His message in Christ in the sight of God. You and I are warriors, meaning that we follow behind Christ. It says here that God leads us in triumph in Christ. And the picture that Paul is painting here is the same picture that he paints in Ephesians 6 about a warrior soldier coming home from battle, and he's following the general who has led them into battle and won. So we don't lead ourselves into battle. Christ has done that. The work has been done. The victory is won and it is assured. But you and I are now walking behind Him in this victorious march, until one day we stand with Him in glory. And we will be an aroma, meaning we are going to be marked. Like, people can tell. To some people, we're going to stink like death because they're dead. They're not going to get us. They're not going to understand. But to others, we're going to be new and fresh. The aroma of life. We're going to be able to offer life. And y'all, that is what we want to be to our kids. The aroma of life. We want our children to smell Jesus on us. Remember a few days ago, John 7:37, we want it pouring out of us in rivers. We want it today to be just coming off of us like the most fragrant of perfumes. And so you are a warrior. The other part that I add on is you're a grace-filled warrior, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Understanding, well, what does it mean to be grace-filled? I want to take just a second to say this to you. We live in a culture right now that is lifting up and praising a concept that is called gentle parenting. And gentle parenting, or being gentle in your motherhood, is not the same as being grace-filled in your motherhood. And so we're going to talk about that tomorrow so that you may understand, yes, you are a warrior engaged in a battle, standing confidently in victory with all the weapons you need, but you are also grace-filled. Do you ever feel overwhelmed in your motherhood, as if you're not measuring up to everyone else around you, or maybe you're just not measuring up to your own expectations? Do you find yourself wondering how following Jesus actually impacts your daily life with your kids? If the answer is yes, then you need Reset. You need this 6-week journey in learning how to anchor your motherhood to key gospel truths, not only so that you know them, not only so that you feel at peace and at rest and not overwhelmed and not anxious anymore, but Mama, I want you to know these truths so they pour out of you in the everyday language and speech and conversations you have with your children. Join me in Reset, anchoring your motherhood in the gospel, and watch what God does as He changes your very motherhood. If you like this format for podcasts, you're going to love the Reset Bible study. Grab the link in our show notes. Join me over the next 6 weeks and journey with Jesus as He changes your heart and your mind and helps you parent confidently because you're no longer overwhelmed and anxious. Instead, you fully understand His gospel for you and for your kids. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other warrior mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our faith, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that He is growing you in Him? Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama Podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.